Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Most eyes will be going all around Western New York, but everyone will be checking in on the City of Buffalo race. So for the next 90 minutes, we'll be talking with the three candidates running for mayor of Buffalo, starting with Michael Gaynor. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
Michael, it's been a few weeks since we talked. How's the campaign trail going, and what are you hearing from voters?
Well, I mean, it's really inspiring and hopeful when you walk up to a voting booth. And we've been, really implementing our culture of care agenda today by taking freshly baked bread that was made by some of our volunteers to all the poll workers. And, you know, it's nice to greet folks coming out that say, "Hey, I voted for you." So it's been really awesome. And I think it's really just a metaphor and an example of how people really are longing for something different, something that, someone that is willing to work outside of the system, bring a voice to the people, you know, be someone that is really at the forefront of creating transformative change and action and getting people involved in decision making and planning for our future. So it's been a really inspiring day.
You know, you talk about that change, and you know, my argument will be, and I will say this to Sean Ryan when he's on at 5:30. 60 years of the same party. Sean Ryan has voted with that party his entire time in politics. When you're talking to the voters and you're going to, through all parts of the city, what's the main change people are looking for, Michael?
I mean, people want to feel part of something. To be honest with you, Joe, they just want to feel like their voices are heard. They want to have a say. They want to be able to influence and contribute to, you know, the work that needs to be happening in the community. And, I say that my biggest role as the next mayor of Buffalo is really to be someone that is a convener, an independent voice that's willing to work with everybody, that's willing to bring people to the table, that can have a conversation with our Republican voter, with the Democratic voter, with someone that isn't even a voter, to say, hey, how do we get things best done? How do we create a team that is really going to bring the best resources and the best minds and the best attitude to the table to make sure that we get things done?
Michael, you have been very vocal on the 33 Project and what you would like to see. And what I would argue a lot of people who are in the area of the 33 would like to see with that project. Do you think for people in the City of Buffalo that is on the ballot with your name tonight?
Well, you know what? It is a little bit. But I'll tell you, you know, Joe, what's been most frustrating about this whole process is just, you know, in the first open election, and I think it speaks to the power of one democratic rule, you know, that for the first open election in 20 years, we didn't have a primetime televised debate. We didn't have an opportunity for the public to really vet the candidates, you know, so there wasn't a lot of debate and discourse. There was a lot of information shared, you know, a lot of money spent on TV advertising and things like that. But people didn't really get an essence of what the issues were all about and how each of those candidates stood. And I think that's a real loss for our community. So regardless of what happens tonight, you better believe that, you know, in issues like the 33 and the Humboldt Expressway, issues like the charter review process, we are going to have, and we're going to be organizing. This campaign is going to roll right into efforts to bring voice to our communities so that we have more democratic participation, so that we have more involvement. You know, what we saw during the Humboldt Parkway were people, neighborhood people that came to the table and were determined to do something different. And we fought against the dominant paradigm and the status quo of the Democratic Party. Not one of those elected officials, Joe, attended any of our meetings or any of our events. We invited them. We engaged with them. We wanted them to participate, and they checked out. They were lockstep in with the tunnel, and none of their neighbors were committed to that tunnel. So that's what we need to change. We need our elected officials, right, to be responsive to the will of the people, the will of our neighborhoods. You know, somebody asked me a question today. You know, if you don't win, will you be able to work with whoever the winner is? I'm like, I can work with all kinds of people. You know, we are doing that right now in the community. We are getting the work done. The question is will our elected officials work with the community? That's what we need. That's why I'm running, because I am responding to elected officials that have not represented our communities, that have left our neighbors behind, and we need a big time transformation and leadership to move this city forward.
Michael Gaynor is running for mayor of Buffalo. Polls close in just over 4 hours. You know, Michael, you were pushed out of the primary process. You were able to get yourself on the ballot. I mean, you know, for your run, it has been many, many obstacles. And what would your advice be to someone who wants to take on the two major parties in a city like Buffalo?
Well, Joe, we're going to change the rules of engagement. You know, we have an opportunity right now to change the rules and how we run citywide elections, and we're going to do that. Mark my words, within the next year, at this time next year, we will have passed through the city charter review process new legislation that is going to open the doors to more voices, more candidates, all right, more opportunities to get people out and get engaged and involved in the educational process. You know, and you know, it's just, that is what my mandate is. My mandate is, I don't want people to struggle like I've had to struggle. And I know that we have more accountability, we have more transparency, we have more engagement when there are more people asking questions, questioning, inquiring, bringing ideas, bringing their talents, bringing their ideas to the table. That is what a healthy democracy is, and that is the formula for healthy, proactive, you know, transformational leadership. And that's what they get with me and the leadership opportunity that they have before them. So I tell your listeners, if you're in the city, you got 4.5 hours to get out there, vote Gaynor. It's a no-brainer. We're line E on the ballot. That is how we bring more people to the table. We bring an independent voice for Buffalo, and we bring the best people together to work on the best team to transform Buffalo.
Michael, what does the next 3.5 hours look like for you? I assume that you're campaigning right up to polls close.
Yes, we are. We've been out every day. Right now, I'm on the east side of Buffalo and going to be heading to South Buffalo in a little bit. But I got about 9 more loaves of bread that I need to get out to poll workers. About 9,000 more people I'd like to let know that I'm running and that they have a choice and that they can use their voice to vote for an independent here in Buffalo. You got to vote Gaynor. It's a no-brainer, line E. And then we're going to have a little watch party at a local pub here on Elmwood at 9 o'clock. But I'm just so grateful, Joe, for the opportunity to be a voice for people that feel silent. They feel like they're on the outside looking in, and I'm more hopeful than ever about the future of our city. Whether I'm not or not I'm the mayor, I've been encouraged by the process of getting people involved and getting people engaged and giving them the feeling that we can, if we work together, we can make some things happen here in the city.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Michael, you've been, you know, talking to voters every day, door-to-door campaign, and you know, I've noticed this. I'm not running, so I'd like to know if maybe you noticed the same thing. You know, you've got someone like the county executive who says, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're in a cult, and obviously he endorsed Sean Ryan. I noticed at the debate, you and James Gardner were sharing a laugh, kind of, you know, having a great conversation. I mean, do you notice that political division at the local level when you're going door to door, or is that furthest from the voters' minds?
I don't notice it going door to door. What the voters, I think, care about, and what most people care about, right, are the concerns and the hopes that they have for their communities, their families, their individual lives. And I think that there's no place for partisan politics and the politics of fear and division on the local level. You know, I came here from Boston, Mass, where, you know, you don't have partisan elections for local elections, for citywide elections, because, you know, the things that unite us as a people, as a community, are things that are important to all people. We all want, you know, safe, secure, stable neighborhoods. We want healthy, you know, vibrant, inspiring schools. We want a healthy environment and a transportation, and we want businesses that, you know, create jobs and are the lifeblood of our communities. We want safe housing. We all want these things. Now, we might have different ideas about how to get those things and how to enable and empower communities and how to give people voice. But you know, let's focus on what our shared, you know, what our shared priorities and values are as a city and a community. You know, $5 million, in excess of $5 million, Joe, was spent on this campaign. And very little of that money was spent on a vision for the future of Buffalo. And I've worked tirelessly to really communicate a vision, to communicate ideas, to communicate how we can do things differently. We can think about a city in the park transportation initiative that doesn't involve two highways that split our city, that result in negative health outcomes for our communities, that destroyed our park system. So, like, how do we think outside of the box? How do we bring more people, more voices into the political arena? How do we get more people engaged? Well, I can tell you, we do it by starting by dismantling a one-party system that leaves a lot of voices out. And I think that that's where we start the conversation. We've got an opportunity with the Charter Review Commission to do that. And I think when we focus on our commonalities, right, we're able to work together to create some positive changes and momentum for the region.
Michael Gaynor, he is running for mayor. Michael, it's been great getting to know you through this campaign. And regardless of what happens tonight, don't be a stranger to the show.
Well, you know I'm not going anywhere, Joe, because we're rolling out the next phase of the Humboldt Parkway. We're going to be calling that the City and the Park Transportation Initiative. That's going to be transformative for our transportation grid and transformational for, you know, economic development and investment all over the city of Buffalo. It's going to put Buffalo on the map of international destinations where the world will want to visit and be a part of something special. So thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Michael. That is Michael Gaynor. He is running for mayor. You'll hear from Sean Ryan in the next segment, which means we have for... And of course, I am fumbling with everything. We have, of course, Republican. I almost said Democrat. Republican candidate, James Gardner. You heard him during David's show. He's back with us now. James, I know you've got 4 hours left. We appreciate you taking some time for us.
Anytime, Joe. Anytime.
You know,
happy to do it.
We're on this this final 4 hour countdown. James, one, how are you feeling? And you know, what have you been hearing as we get closer to the election from the voters you're talking to?
Well, I tell you, I'm feeling a little nippy because I'm standing outside the Tosh Collins voting center right now in South Buffalo, and I have to tell you, I'm feeling great. As chilly as it is on the outside, I'm feeling absolutely fantastic about how this is going. The support that I am seeing from voters heading in, not only here but even up in the Kensington Bailey area, Minnesota University. I've been all around the city of Buffalo today, and the feedback, the support that I've witnessed is just, it's incredibly humbling and incredibly encouraging.
You know, I got to say, James, when you were first announced, people were going, he's a placeholder. He's not going to, I mean, and I don't think you have taken a day off of campaigning since your name was announced for mayor of Buffalo. I mean, you took an enormous challenge, and I'm telling you, I see you every day on the campaign trail. You're finding every camera from a local news station. I mean, you're giving it your all and then some. And like I said, I mean, to hell with all those people who were questioning your candidacy at the beginning of all this.
You know, and that's just politics in Buffalo, right? Everyone's saying, oh, you know, you're not really going to, he's not in it. He doesn't care. The reason I haven't stopped since my name was announced is because this is too important. I think this is absolutely pivotal for our city. I think we are at an inflection point on a whole host of issues, even setting aside the budget. I think we've got a real crime problem, and I think that's what's motivating people to come out and vote. I think we have a real housing problem. The city we're beset by challenges, but each one of those presents an opportunity. And I know with real leadership and accountability, we can get this city back on track. I've been saying it all over the campaign trail. A lot of Buffalo's problems are checkers, not chess. We just need somebody who's interested in doing the job, not interested in being mayor, actually doing the job of being mayor and improving the delivery of services that people expect who live in the city.
You know, James, anytime we bring up the race for mayor of Buffalo, crime comes up, right? With callers, it comes up. And it seems Sean Ryan, I mean, still to this day, he does not want to spend much time. He wants to kind of ignore the fact that crime is at the top of people's minds in the city of Buffalo and surrounding.
That's right. And you know what? Let him continue to do what he's doing. Let him continue to ignore the top issue that has been at the top of every block club, every community meeting, every time I go door to door. It's the first thing out of people's mouths. And if he wants to try and gaslight people into thinking that crime isn't an issue, yeah, I'm not going to stop him. I mean, because I want to be out there. And believe me, there are other things that I wish I could be talking about. I want to talk about housing policy. I want to talk about how we're going to solve the budget deficit. I want to talk about how we're going to grow jobs in the city of Buffalo. But you have to talk about what voters care about and what's motivating voters and what the voters' concerns are. And right now, there's no doubt about it. It's crime. It's crime. Everything from the nuisance crime of people popping cars to residential burglaries to the two double shootings that we had over the weekend. And one was less than a block from my headquarters on Broadway and Lathrop. I mean, it's a real issue. And if he wants to ignore it, that's fine. But I'm going to talk about it because that's what the voters care about.
You know, James, I thought you had a great debate at St. Joe's a week or so ago. Anything about that surprise? Were you surprised by any of your of Sean Ryan's answers to the questions that were given?
You know, I guess this is how I'll answer that question. Over the course of the debate, it became increasingly clear to me why Sean Ryan hasn't agreed to any other debates, doesn't want to be on the stage with any of the other candidates, doesn't want to engage in any kind of dialogue or debate about the issues that are affecting the city of Buffalo, because he's either uninterested, unprepared, or just isn't very comfortable talking about the issues. And I think that was probably my biggest surprise. I think also for his closing argument to be, look, I've been in state government for 15 years. Look at all these people that I know, and this is how we're going to solve the city's problems. And I don't know how you can say that with a straight face when, if you've been there over the course of Buffalo's budget woes, how is it that you haven't secured greater funding for the city of Buffalo? How is it that you haven't tried to address any of this as a member of the New York State Senate? How is it that, you know, you're so concerned with making sure that we can't have gas stoves and making sure that we have to have electric school buses, but you're not willing to go to the mat for the city in terms of giving us relief for our pension liability that the city faces year after year? It's that kind of out of touch rhetoric that I think it was incredibly revealing, and it shows that, you know, unfortunately, I think he's more interested in being mayor than actually doing the job of mayor. And I think he's interested in the performance aspect of it, wants the title, but I don't think he's serious about actually doing what needs to be done to get the city back on track.
You know, James, I think I know the answer to this question, but it's funny that you and Michael Gaynor both brought up the lack of debates. So my conclusion is it was the Ryan campaign that declined any other debate that was offered.
1,000%. 1,000. I mean, we had there were forums that Michael and I agreed to, and I've gotten to know Michael Gaynor very well, and I think the world of him. I think he's an infectious person with some great ideas. I think he's in this race for all the right reasons, and he and I got to know each other very, very well because we would show up to all these forums and all these events, and it would just be the two of us because Sean wouldn't come out, wouldn't come and engage in any kind of debate. And even when we thought we had, there was a forum that we were supposed to have down in Allentown at the Theater of Youth, and we were all three of us supposed to be up there on stage talking about the issues that affect the city. And suddenly at the 11th hour, we found out that we're going to go sequentially one at a time. It was the most bizarre experience I've ever had in politics. I've never seen somebody who wants to be the mayor of the second largest city in the state of New York and not want to talk about anything affecting the city at all. And it's not just me who noticed. That's the saving grace, is that voters saw it. They saw that he wasn't willing to engage. They saw that he wasn't coming to any of the community forums. They saw that he didn't want to engage in a debate. And I think the voters are going to punish him for it, as they should.
You know, James, you have said it's been over six decades of Democrat rule in the city of Buffalo. And look where we are. I made the point to Peter, who was filling in for my show. I made the point that, you know, 37 years ago, Buffalo was in the running for an MLB team. Now, if you brought that up, people would laugh at you. Again,
yep.
Democrat control through the whole time. Has that line stuck with people you've talked to?
Absolutely. You can't argue with it. What can you say? What can you say when, you know, the last time there was a Republican mayor, we were one of the largest cities in America and one of the wealthiest. And now we're the third poorest and we've lost half our population. What can you say when you drive down Broadway, down Sycamore, down Genesee, down Bailey, and you see not only boarded up buildings, but just empty lots that are poorly maintained? People see, you know, that if you live in the city, you know. I'm not telling them anything that they don't know, but what I am providing them is I'm providing them a choice. I'm providing them an outlet for their sense of frustration for how the city's been mismanaged for these so many years. And I hope I've impressed upon them and impressed them with the fact that I'm serious about solving these issues. And as I said, we have some serious challenges we're going to have as a city, but none of these are insurmountable, and we can absolutely get this city back on track and moving in the right direction. But if we expect any kind of change at all, we have to change the way we vote, and that's the message, and it is resonating loud and clear in every community that I've addressed.
You know, after the primaries, James, you and I talked about Scanlon voters and, you know, that were really turned off by the whole process on the Democratic side of things. On Hardline Sunday, we had someone in South Buffalo call in and say they have seen more James Gardner signs than they've ever seen Republican signs in South Buffalo. Do you expect that to turn out tonight?
That's why I am outside right now next to the Jimmy Griffin tree in Tosh Collins, right outside the Tosh Collins Community Center, because this community has rallied behind me. I think they were disgusted with how the endorsement process went, but how the Democratic primary went. I think, you know, South Buffalo is home to it's monolithically Democrat in many, many ways, but these are people who, you know, by and large, they're your moderate Democrats. These are people who want police. They want fire. They want city services. They don't want identity politics and agenda setting from City Hall. They want government to do what it's supposed to do. And I think that's why I've been so well received down here, is because I'm the common sense candidate. I want to work with everybody to improve services. I don't want to socially re-engineer the city of Buffalo. And I think that is great. And you can hear the honks in the background. I think that is, I think that is what has given me so much. One of the reasons that I have so much optimism going into this is that I think people in South Buffalo are motivated and they want to make sure that their voice is heard.
James, we got about 3 hours and 40 minutes to go. What's this lead up to the two polls closing look like for you? And what's the rest of your day look like?
I'm going to be hitting around a couple more polling stations. I'm probably going to step inside to warm up my fingers because they're getting a little cold. But we're going to continue to go out and talk with voters as they head to the polls, and then we'll be settling in at our headquarters at 977 Broadway to watch the returns and hopefully celebrate a big historic victory tonight.
Well, James, as I said, I think you've given it all. I think you've given it your best and then some. I mean, everyone I talk to is impressed by this campaign. And regardless of what happens tonight, it's been great talking with you. And I hope you're not a stranger to this show, David's show, or the station. I look forward to talking to you many, many times in the future.
You got it, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
That is James Gardner. He is running for mayor of Buffalo, endorsed Republican. You heard from him. You heard from Michael Gaynor. We are now joined by Senator Sean Ryan. He would like to change that senator to mayor, and he joins us now. Senator, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How is it going for you today?
Hey, so far so good. You know, I get to just commentate. I don't have to do the hard work.
Busy day so far. I've been all around the city of Buffalo.
Now, yeah, what have you learned from this campaign, talking to voters and being out there hearing the issues? What have you learned as we are now three and a half hours from polls closing?
I learned from the people of the city of Buffalo that they've lost faith in their government and the fact that the city can't do the little things, you know, the government services that are supposed to occur, you know, without the citizens really pondering it much. Like we're not getting that done. And that's anything from snowplows to potholes to paving the streets to fixing the community centers, opening the swimming pools. You know, all those little things add up to big things, and people sort of shake their head and say, you know, what happened to our city government? Like we got to get it back. So I learned that that's what is on people's minds, and that's what I ran a whole primary campaign on and a general election campaign on.
You know, your opponent would say that there's been over six decades of Democrat rule. You know, I make the comparison 37 years ago, people thought Buffalo was going to get an MLB team. The thought of that now is laughable, all under Democrat rule. Why is Democrat Sean Ryan different than the last 60 years of Democrats?
You know, I ran a very contested primary with five people in the field, and I gave people my experience, you know, what I've done with my life. I laid out a solid plan for how to change the city of government. And the people of the city of Buffalo, you know, adopted me as a change agent candidate. And I'm going to come into City Hall being that same change agent. I'm not beholden to City Hall. I don't have relatives who work in City Hall. You know, none of my family livelihood is connected in any way with City Hall. So I'm going to come in with a real clean slate, Joe, and I'm going to be able to do things that other mayors haven't had the ability to do.
You know, obviously right now, Buffalo's under full Democrat control. If you are elected, you'll work with a Democrat council. But, you know, you might have to work with the other side eventually at some point. You're endorsed by the county executive who pretty much said that Trump supporters were in a cult. Do you share those thoughts, and can you work with people on the other side?
I'm not really familiar with what the polling cars with the county executive was saying. You know, my track record in Albany is one of bipartisanship. I work with the Western New York delegation quite well. I work with people from all around the state. And, you know, although the city council is currently all Democratic, they often aren't on the same page. You get a variety of different backgrounds, so different ideologies, and different ways to approach problems. So it's rare in my time being aware that the city of Buffalo Common Council, regardless of political parties, have all been on the same page, nine people believing the same thing. So you're going to have to deal with people as you find them. And, you know, that's the job of the executive.
Your opponent, James Garner, has made crime a top issue, linking you voting for, raise the age and cashless bail. Looking at crime in Buffalo, I know crime is lower than it was 2 or 3 years ago, but it's still an issue in the city of Buffalo. If you're mayor, what are you going to do to, calm the tensions of people and make Buffalo safe so people from the suburbs come back downtown?
I'm a city resident. I don't know if you're a city resident, or not, but there's this feeling in Buffalo that we're happy that major crimes are down. But at the same time, the nuisance crimes are ones that we can put our focus on now that major crimes are down. So, everyone is very upset if they walk out in the morning and their car is gone or their car has been broken into. That's not minor for the victim of that. That's major for them. So, I have a full public safety platform. It's been on my website, for months and months. It has a highly trained police department, that's transparent, and accountable. I'm not going to ever shield crime stats from the people of City of Buffalo. I'm not going to shield if bad things happen. But we're going to have a police department, that is very responsive, whether it's quality of life crimes or, speeding in the city of Buffalo, people not following traffic rules. It gives a general sense of chaoticness as opposed to the orderly society that we want.
I have said if you do win as mayor of Buffalo and, maybe you see crime from a different situation than in Senate, say that happens. Would you urge your now colleagues in Senate, which would be your former colleagues if you're mayor, would you urge them to maybe revisit some of the legislation that, might be contributing to things like car thefts from minors?
I'll look at everything. But, the big difference is as an executive of the city, you're going to be able to marshal the forces of your police department, of your public safety officers, of all the first responders, the violence interrupters. And, we'll put together a full program, aimed at making sure that, nuisance crime is down. We're going to have police officers on the streets interacting with the public, doing public safety visits with businesses. We want to be very proactive, when it comes to crime. We know when bad things happen, the police have to react, but we want to get ahead of it and have a very proactive public safety program in the city of Buffalo.
Has your plan for the budget and your plan to get Buffalo out of this deficit, has it changed at all since the primary?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's still a bit of a moving target because, we're still not sure how big the budget deficit is. We thought we were out of last year's budget clean, but it turns out there was a couple million from last year left over. We know we're going to finish this year, between $20 and $40 million on the wrong side of the ledger. So my plan from the start hasn't changed. It's we got to bring the state comptroller in. We have to get an honest assessment of what our deficits are going to be for the next several out years, and then to develop a plan to do it. We're going to develop that plan in concert with the Fiscal Stability Authority. We'll work with our partners in Erie County, and we'll work with our partners in New York State. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a bit of a soft landing by working with the state. showing them that we're responsible and we have a responsible plan. But we can't fix this all in one go. You know, I've said fixing the city of Buffalo's budget is sort of like when your car is stuck in the snow. You know, you gotta rock it back and forth and get the momentum going, but you're not going to just pull out of that snowbank. We have a lot of work to do in this field.
You know, business in this downtown is something that I have focused on, Senator. I have said I don't care, you know, whoever the mayor is, I think that needs to be a focus to bring downtown back, because it was on the rise before COVID, and that clearly has not picked back up in the last 5 years. With that in mind, Assemblyman John Rivera was on with me a few weeks ago, and he is calling for a boycott of the Hyatt downtown until they unionize their employees. Is that productive for a city that wants to bring business back, not run another one out of town?
What the city of Buffalo really needs is to have creativity back, Joe, to have fun as one of the forefronts of something we should be focusing on. We need to bring back the activities like the Gus Macker, like Thursdays in the Square. And I'm going to be working, you know, with the downtown development groups, and we're going to focus on programming downtown Buffalo. You know, I already have a plan to bring back the 4th of July fireworks that have been gone for over a decade. We're going to bring back a basketball tournament. We're going to bring back all sorts of small and big activities, but we need to program downtown Buffalo. We need to make it so there are fun recreational opportunities downtown several days a week. We need to get people back in the habit of coming downtown. And once you get people in the habit of coming downtown and giving people reasons to stay after work, then it's going to be a lot easier for employers to be able to bring their workforce back into the office more, and to encourage more people, you know, to think of the Center City as the business place where they want to be.
Well, I know you're going to find this hard to believe. You and I agree on something, because I think Thursday in the Square, that was an appointment. That was an institution. It got to the point where you didn't care who was on stage. You were meeting your friends downtown for Thursday in the Square all summer long. And I will tell you this, if you are elected mayor, Senator, I will do whatever you need to help you bring back Thursdays in the Square, because that's one thing you and I see eye to eye on.
It's great, but it just makes you happen, right? Makes you wonder, what happened to it? Why did they let it go? Why did they stop doing it? And there's been so many things like that used to bring people, you know, into downtown. You know, people who didn't work downtown, people who don't live in Buffalo, they would come in for these events and activities. So we got to get more going on. We need to coordinate with the Sabres to make sure there's activities, you know, going on in and around the arena on game days. There's just so much more we can do to, you know, program downtown to get it more active and more going on.
I would also say let the Bisons get their party deck that the city turned down last year.
I don't know about that one.
Now, I've got two more questions for you. You know, you were very visible during the primary. We talked a lot. You were on the networks. A lot of people would say you kind of disappeared after the primaries and didn't really campaign. Have you treated this as if you've already been elected and are mayor, or are we just not seeing Sean Ryan campaign?
I have spent really for almost a year now, you know, going across the city of Buffalo. I've been at block clubs. I've been at churches. I've been at cultural events. I've been at forums, meetings, you know, you name it. I'm out 7 days a week in the city of Buffalo. We're running a full campaign. We have volunteer canvassers. We have mailers. We have people making phone calls, and we're going to run this to the end.
All right. We got about 3 hours and 10 minutes till polls close. Senator Sean Ryan looking to be Mayor Sean Ryan. What do the next 3 hours look like for you and into the night?
I'm finishing up tonight at a few polling places. I hope to make it, you know, back to my house around 8 o'clock so I can put on a new crisp shirt and a new suit and then get heading downtown to hear the results coming in starting at 9 o'clock. So for all voters out there, there's still a little bit over 3 hours left to get out and cast your vote. It's the most important constitutional responsibility we have to ensure that our democracy is strong and healthy, and that is going out and voting.
State Senator Sean Ryan, always appreciate talking with you, regardless of what happens today. I hope we can continue having these conversations. Even though we disagree, I always find it to be an informative conversation. And like I said, I hope to talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, I always thought we agree on most things, Joe, but we'll keep talking.
All right. That is State Senator Sean Ryan. He is looking to be the mayor of Buffalo. He's running against James Gardner and Michael Gaynor. You heard both of them earlier in the show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.